This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
You're listening to Living Green, effortless ecology for everyday people. I'm your host, Meredith Medland, and you can follow along with today's show at www.livinggreenshow.com. Today you're going to meet Dave Burke. He's the president and COO of Primo2Go. He's responsible for the manufacturing, distribution, and marketing of a new environmentally friendly water bottle that's made from plants, not crude oil. In this episode, Dave will tell you why bottled water is a smart decision, how we can green our lifestyle even more by simple choices, and he's going to let us in the back door of his attitudes, values, and behaviors around living green. He's a beverage guy. He used to work as the chief marketing officer for Pepsi, as well as, years later, the vice president of sales and marketing for Coca-Cola. We've got some big brands, some good delivery coming from Dave today. We're going to learn about Primo water, the bottled water industry, and why it's so important to drink more water right now. So I'm about to open my bottle of Primo water. We're going to talk all about it. But first, we're going to hear some highlights from today's show.
We were very careful constructing this, a bit like building a house, if you will. We tested it, we retested it, and about 3 years ago, we got it right. What made us feel really good about bringing a water and a bioresin to market was the simple fact that if all beverage bottles were made from this same natural bioresin that's made from corn, as you pointed out, we would save 1 billion gallons of gasoline a year as a U.S. economy. If we had all of the bottled water market using a bioresin, we would use slightly more than 0.1% of the U.S. corn. State of Michigan threw 37 million bushels of corn away last year, as an example. The number one thing we found was, and this is, I'm a dad and I have a dad, so this is nothing against fathers, that this eco guilt that is being carried in society today is principally being carried by moms.
Dave, welcome to Living Green. I'm so glad to have you on the show.
Hey, Meredith, thanks for having me. Good to be here. All right,
so I want to talk about a couple of things that you've put together about water facts. So the first is that water is the number one cause of daytime fatigue. The second is that even mild dehydration will slow down your metabolism as much as 3%. So when I read that preparing for today's show, the first thing that I did was get a glass of water, some water out on my table, actually filled an old water bottle. And then I realized that you were so kind as to send me some Primo water, which I had some yesterday, and I've got my bottle right here. It's this absolutely beautiful bottle. I'm going to take a little drink here. Pretty good.
Good.
It actually tastes different than regular water, than some of the water brands that I drink. Why does it taste different?
Yeah, a couple things. We'll talk about the packaging in just a sec. But what is incredibly important for us is to make sure that we have the world's best tasting water and taste perfection. And what we do specifically is we actually take the water from our sources. We strip all of the parts out of it, essentially getting it down to the highest possible standard in the industry. And then, Meredith, we actually put a very small amount of enriched minerals back in our water for taste.
Isn't it like Epsom salt or something that you put in?
It's proprietary, so I prefer not to tell you exactly what it is. But I'll tell you, I think most importantly, we were very careful constructing this, a bit like building a house, if you will. We tested it, we retested it. And about 3 years ago, we got it right. And this past year, we actually did blind taste tests by an independent third party. We did about 6,000 blind taste tests, always against the leading spring water in a particular U.S. city. And we won actually 3 out of 4 of those taste tests. And not surprisingly, we won 4 out of 5 blind taste tests against tap water. And you know, it's funny, too. I mean, I've got a 16 and a 14-year-old son and a daughter, respectfully, and we're raising a whole generation of kids that understand tastes of water. I didn't, you know, I was an old soft drink guy, so generally water is I'll take whatever's cold and what's in front of me. But there's a whole generation coming that think about water in an entirely different way. They can delineate tastes, and we're happy that our taste test came out the way they did, and we think we got our taste profile nailed.
Now, that's why, you know, I've heard that. And, you know, I didn't think I'd be able to tell the difference when I drank your water. I mean, definitely we're going to talk about the packaging of the water. And I want to make sure that our listeners know that obviously you've partnered with Personal Life Media, and our shows are generally, you know, we don't generally interview vendors or do sort of advertorial kind of conversation. And so, Dave, one thing that I want to make sure that we start our show off with today is a promise to our listeners that we are going to talk about Primo, we are going to talk about water, but what they'll ultimately end up with at the end of this show is a really strong educational piece about water and water choices, as well as your attitudes, values, and beliefs around living green and how that's even changed since you've been begun working with Primo Water.
Sure.
So we make sure that we focus on that for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. So, well, the other thing that surprised me in my research about water in general is that 75% of Americans are chronically dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
So, seriously, if you're near water right now, go get a drink. That's the main takeaway from this whole thing. And as you do that, now I want to talk about your packaging. Because, Dave, one of the things that I experience as the host of Living Green is when I go out, people are noticing what I'm doing because I have this green brand on me. And, of course, you know, not everything that I do is green, and it's a complete process of becoming more and more conscious. So when I'm holding a Primo water bottle, I'm pretty excited because the bottle's made from corn, which we know is a natural and renewable resource. But there's now all this controversy around corn and, well, does it cost more to actually have corn water bottles? And it's this big debate. So can you clear some of that up?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Here's the simple thought about a bottle made from a bioresin. And not a lot of people actually, Meredith, know this, but what made us feel good, we have to feel good because we're certainly not making any money economically doing this, that's for sure. But what made us feel really good about bringing a water and a bioresin to market was the simple fact that if all beverage bottles were made from this same natural bioresin that's made from corn, as you pointed out, we would save 1 billion gallons of gasoline a year as a U.S. economy, and that's billion with a B. It's a big, big number. So it's clear that this old model, if you will, that's now 40 or 50 years old of using petroleum-based packaging, that's yesterday's news, and that's clearly not the right way, I think, to make a statement as somebody bringing packaging to market. And we'll certainly go there a little bit more. The interesting thing to your question about the so-called food versus fuel debate is, again, if we had all of the bottled water market using a bioresin, we would use slightly more than 0.1% of the U.S. corn. State of Michigan threw 37 million bushels of corn away last year, as an example. So the amount of corn specifically that's used to make bioresin in America is actually a really, really small amount. That's the good news. The even better news, and again, when we think about where we are today and where we're going from a vision perspective, the same bioresin could actually be made from any plant. plants with extremely low utility, sugar beets or simple grasses in Asia, as an example, that really have no utility to human life at this point. The only reason why it's corn today is that it happens to be the nearest, most abundant, and cheapest, believe it or not, cheapest crop that's available in the center part of the United States where the plant is located. So it's really cool when you think about the fact that we actually could take packaging. Not only is it renewable and sustainable, but it actually could be almost valueless in its current form grown on the planet. That's pretty special stuff.
Now, are there other bottles? So visualize, you know, being at the 20 different kinds of waters at the local market. Are there other bottles that use the same system that you do? Who are your competitors? And what research do you have about that transaction or that choice that gets made while you're in front of a bunch of water choices?
Yeah, really, really good question. We do not have a competitor, so we're the only bottled water in America that will be made from NGO, is what it's called, the NGO branded natural resin, bioresin, which again is really, really special stuff. What we found out, we were really, really careful. We wanted to do this right, and we actually tested our Primo water bottles in the marketplace last year. We tested for a lot of different reasons. We wanted to know if we had a significant idea, and we tend to like to get down on the street and get right to consumers and find out. And I think your listeners, Meredith, might appreciate some of the things we found.
Jeez, tough.
The number one thing we found was, and this is, I'm a dad and I have a dad, so this is nothing against fathers, that this eco guilt that is being carried in society today is principally being carried by moms. And again, I mean no disrespect of any kind to dads and men that are out there listening, but the reality is, particularly this 25 to 54 year old, typically mother specifically, seems to be carrying this echo guilt bigger than we thought. The second thing we learned was, she as a consumer is really not interested. She's interested in learning about things from you, from the internet, from her neighbor. She doesn't want to see a big ad in a newspaper. She doesn't want to see a big Super Bowl ad for a beverage. That's not how she makes decisions anymore. So, and we found that obviously pretty interesting too. We don't do that kind of work as a company. We don't do those big sort of ads, but we found that was pretty interesting. And then the third thing we found was, she is looking, particularly where she buys her groceries for herself or her significant other or her family, she's looking for a way with the purchase, not the consumption, not when she's home, but the actual act of purchasing, to do something good for the environment. And she doesn't have any choices. She has very, very few choices where she buys at her favorite club store or favorite grocery store or favorite mass merchandiser, or even where she buys her coffee or her cold drink on the way home from work. She has a hard time finding a way to demonstrate she cares about the environment in a simple way without sacrifice. And we sort of put those three big learnings together, and we thought we have a way, I think, to help her. And we got pretty excited about that last year.
I love it. Well, when we come back from the break, we're gonna talk a little bit more about how you did help her and a little bit more about water in general, how you get Primo water. And I have some other questions about your transition from bottled beverages, Coca-Cola and Pepsi, into water and how that affected you just from a green consciousness standpoint. So we're going to take a break to thank our sponsors. And when we come back, we'll talk more about living green. Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right. Thanks, Dave. My name is Meredith Medland, and you're listening to Living Green, effortless ecology for everyday people.
Hey, this is Sean Daly, host of Green Talk Radio. Green Talk helps you navigate the maze of green and eco products on the market today and make smarter lifestyle choices at home and at work through informative and entertaining interviews with industry authors and experts, as well as executives from innovative companies around the world. Find Green Talk Radio on iTunes or at personallifemedia.com. Green Talk Radio, environmental stewardship through smart consumption. Green Talk Radio.
You're listening to Living Green, effortless ecology for everyday people, and we're here with Dave Burke. Dave is the president and COO of Primo To Go, which is the water that we're talking about today. And what makes his history so interesting is that he previously served as the CMO, the Chief Marketing Officer, for Pepsi, as well as the VP of Sales and Marketing for Coca-Cola. So, Dave, I'm interested in this transition from sugary carbonated drinks to eco-friendly bottled water. What's that been like from a personal growth standpoint?
Yeah, it's probably more age than growth, Meredith. Probably it's a simple way to put it. But I'll share with you just a couple of thoughts for your listeners for whatever this is worth. I would start out by hand over my heart saying I certainly don't pretend to be a green guy or all the way there. I am unabashedly interested in doing what I can for the environment. That's for sure. So I got a ways to go. I'm in the process of being converted, I guess is the best way to put it. And here's what is I reflect on a couple of decades with those firms that you mentioned. To me, the very, very small and nearly insignificant thing that I can do in my time left on the planet, if I could do something for the environment, I sort of had these principles. It had to be simple. And I don't mean any, again, disrespect to those bringing products to market or processes to the U.S. society that's complex. But I don't think paying a whole lot of money or buying a durable good every 6 or 8 or 10 years, I don't think that's simple. I think that's complicated. So simple was point one. Second of all, my simple thought was, if in order for this to be big, I do not believe the urge to do something good for the environment, whether you're my age at 40 or whether you're 20 or 10 or you're 80, I do not think that's a small number of people. I think it's a large number of people. And I think the problem is there's no way to act with your consumption or your behavior. There's very, very few ways to act. And so our second point was, it can't be with sacrifice. Again, I mean no disrespect. To buy a hybrid car, I have to spend $5,000 more. To buy an efficient light bulb, I have to spend twice. We don't think that's right. I don't think that's right. I don't think that's consistent with what our vision is. So point two was it had to be no sacrifice, essentially. And then point three was, and maybe I was joking earlier about age. Maybe this is because I'm getting older. I don't want to have any regrets. And that's not to say I walked around with a heavy heart working for these other firms, but I got an opportunity to do something here with this great team of people that I work with to do something different and to, you know, maybe teach my kids along the way and teach my nieces and nephews. And I don't pretend to be more than I am, but maybe there's something I can do. And if not, maybe I got a little bit of that echo guilt that I referred to earlier, and I'm not going to have any regrets. So, if that helps. I don't know if that helps or not.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. One of the things that I think is really exciting about what you're doing is in June of this year, Primo Water is going to be in Target. And I personally find that completely compelling because I think that there obviously are many people still buying bottled water. I'm anticipating a lot of our listeners being like, why are you doing a episode on bottled water? How about, like, let's do an episode on the stainless steel water carrier, not another water manufacturer kind of thing. But the truth is there are still many people buying bottled water, and there's still a need for bottled water. And so I just really I'm excited about this opportunity, and it's important to me to highlight some of the neat things that are happening with Primo.
And to your point, Meredith, it is an incredibly big category. It's over $10 billion in sales. And what a lot of people maybe don't know is bottled water is still growing at 10% a year. So there is a massive wave of consumerism in bottled water. And it really, despite some of the noise that's out there, it really isn't letting up.
Have you had to come up with answers to that question of, well, why are you even bothering with bottled water? How about putting a stainless steel container for your water? I mean, do you get any flack from people?
No, not really. To be honest with you, we get more appreciate you trying to do something and solve the problem at the beginning of life, meaning what your packaging is made from, rather than the end of life. We get more accolades, but I appreciate those perspectives, and we're not pretending to be for everybody, that's for sure. But gosh, there's a whole lot of people buying bottled water out there, and I think a lot of them are going to care, and a lot of them are going to act. And we have a vision that we set out there that I'll be happy to share with you later if you'd
please,
like.
But yeah, that, share it now.
Again, I think we can, bear with me for a moment, I think we can get to all of our packaging, what all of the material that is in it made from a renewable resource. And that's a place no product anywhere in America in any industry has been able to do. We're actually closer than we think, maybe only a year or two away from that. And I think if we can, you know, again, it's unfortunate, it's incredibly unfortunate what the world price of crude oil is doing. But the other reality is we actually may be able to be more affordable in the future. That is retail pricing going down, not up, which there isn't anyone that wouldn't help, that's for sure. So to be 100% renewable, to be 100% affordable, that's a pretty special place we think we can get to. And there's a bit of an esoteric argument out there that you could actually, your children or your children's children could be drinking a bottle of water in 2060 where the corn was grown in 2005. So it's grown once and lives forever. And that vision, while a couple of years ago was unthinkable, it's not that far away. It's really not that far away. So we're trying our darndest to get there. That's for sure.
Well, I acknowledge that. It's very, very, very exciting. Thank you so much for being on this journey. Let's talk about some of the key takeaways from this podcast. So just some maybe 3 points that we'd like the listeners to take away. So obviously, number one is we need to know that the difference between Primo and other waters is that it's an American-grown bottle that's made from corn and not crude oil. And before the show, we talked a little bit about the distinctions around that, and I'd love you to share the big details around how your bottle is made. How does that get from corn to the bottle?
Sure, I'm not a chemistry major, so I will have to keep it simple because I am. But essentially, for your listeners, we take corn. It is separated into dextrose. The dextrose is fermented, and out of that fermentation comes a substance called polylactic acid, PLA for short. Meredith, you know when you work out or you lift weights or you jog, whatever, your muscles get sore?
Yep.
You know that feeling? That's actually polylactic acid in your body. It's the same exact material that comes out of corn, comes out of dextrose. So that polylactic acid, that PLA, actually forms a pellet of bioresin. It looks like a grain of rice. We take that grain of rice, we turn it into a preform, looks like your thumb. That goes to another proprietary step where it's heated and blown like a balloon. It's blown into a bottle. And then it's filled with our proprietary water and packaged and shipped to your favorite store. So it's about as simple as I can make it, but it's way more complicated than that. But that's effectively how it goes from good old Nebraska-grown corn today to your store shelf.
Thank you. All right, so we know how it's made. Number two is, what else can you share with us about what happened at the actual moment of choosing bottled water when you're at the store?
Yeah, we, and I alluded to this earlier a little bit, what we found was, and this was surprising, pleasantly surprising, and we, I think we knew at the time we had an idea, this notion that I feel like I'm doing something good for the environment in a simple, non-sacrificial way, right in the water aisle, in addition to buying a product that I enjoy when I'm home with my family or using it for my meals, et cetera. But this I feel good twice. We got a two for one kind of piece of feedback, if you will. And we thought that was really, really powerful. And it spoke to some of our retail partners. You mentioned Target and Winn-Dixie and Publix and Kroger and others. Some of our retail partners have said, you know, we really appreciate you doing this. I've got 30,000 food containers in my store, and I don't have many options to offer my consumers a way to make that leap to I feel good for the environment. There aren't that many choices today. I think the good news is, Meredith, there'll be more. So we know we're sort of at the beginning of this, and we think many, many others will come, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing for everybody.
Perfect. All right. And then the last question that's probably the most important question to you is, where can we buy it? You just said some places, but I got to ask you that, right?
Sure. We are in 2,400 Kroger food stores today, today being April, and that would be if your listeners are on the West Coast, Fred Meyer, Ralph's, Food for Less, Smith's in Utah. Those are all part of the wonderful Kroger family. And then you had mentioned Target. We will be in Target, Albertsons across the southern U.S., California, Texas, Florida. Who am I missing? Winn-Dixie and Publix are going to be great customers of ours, and we'll be rolling out to a variety of places beyond that. So, and I should say one other thing. Again, back to my my thought about the consumer shouldn't have to sacrifice. You'll pay about $5 for a case of water. This is not premium priced. We didn't think that was the right thing to do, and we think it ought to be affordable for everybody. So
delightful. I'm really excited about this. We're going to take a break to thank our sponsors, and when we come back from the break, we're going to go along with the structure of the Living Green Show, which is generally three segments, and the last segment is about the spiritual practices or eco-spiritual practices of the person that I'm interviewing, and that's going to be you, and how you make your life work and how you connect with Mother Nature or God or the environment and what you're doing in your own personal life. So maybe we can take some tips from that when we go home today. So we're going to take a break to thank our sponsors, and we'll be back right after this.
Listen to Beauty Now, the intersection of cosmetic surgery, longevity, and biomedical innovation for confident decisions in preventative aging on personallifemedia.com.
You're listening to Living Green, effortless ecology for everyday people. My name is Meredith Medlin, and I'm here with Dave Burke. Dave is from Primo Water, and we're talking all about water and what it can do for you. Remember that 75% of Americans are chronically dehydrated, and lack of water is the number one cause of daytime fatigue. And if you're getting those midnight cravings, you know, one glass of water can shut those down and just allow you to go to bed peacefully. So water is an important thing. 60% of the U.S. population drinks bottled water. And as Dave told us earlier, it's a huge and growing segment. So even if you're a stainless steel container person, you may want to consider pointing your friends and family to Primo Water, because it is American grown. It's made from corn, not crude oil. And if you want to learn more about what we're talking about, you can go to www.livinggreenshow.com. And on the right-hand rail, you'll see Dave Burke, his name there. You'll also see this episode. And if you click on episode detail, there is a paragraph about this show. And then if you scroll down, you'll see an actual written transcript from today's show. So all the resources, if you're educating yourself on water or how these bottles are made, that's all there. You can also find great videos and information on the Primo website, and we'll talk a little bit more about that at the end of today's show. And I also want to mention that if you're enjoying Living Green, I would really appreciate it if you would go into the customer review section of iTunes and give a 5-star rating and a few comments about the show, because those consumer reviews allow this show to lift up to the top for the iTunes people that may, you know, say who's on top, and we get more green shows with more green exposure. So that's just a really simple way that you can help me, help the podcast, and help more people learn about green. So I want to get back to the special part of my show, which I love, the third break of Living Green, which is always about the spiritual awakenings or eco-awakenings of my guests. So, Dave, welcome back from the break.
Thanks, and Meredith.
I want to talk to you a little bit about a lot of the experiences that you've had in the outdoors. You've been training practically your whole life for some very exciting things that have happened to you, but particularly in the last 2 years, your relationship to the outdoors has changed. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Yeah, thank you for the question. Perhaps an unintended consequence. I'll share with your listeners. I've had juvenile diabetes since I was 3 years old, so I've had it for over 41 years. And I had set a personal goal of mine, kind of a value goal of mine, to see if I could become the oldest person with diabetes to complete a marathon. And I did that. I'm happy to tell you. I did that in January at the Walt Disney World Marathon. 26.21. Every one of them, Meredith.
I understand that long haul. Yes.
And I'm not a runner, that's for sure. So I had to train, and it took me, honestly, about 2 years, real disciplined. I ran to the Arches in St. Louis when I was in business there. I ran on the beach in Charleston. I ran at the Riverwalk in Austin. I ran up Broadway in 12 degrees in December in downtown New York City. And the training act took me outside, typically alone, when it was quiet. There wasn't traffic. There wasn't people. And it was really, I'm not this kind of guy typically, but, just kind of plugging in a little bit to nature. The smell is different. The sounds are different. There are some spectacular places in the country, even buried in buildings and buried in people, that are really, really special places to be a part of. And were it not for my sort of singular quest to complete this marathon, I would have never experienced these places outdoors. And I'm the kind that gets up really, really early, long before the sun rises. And I like to go outside. I don't care if it's 5 degrees or 100 degrees. But it sort of taught me to get back into the world of being outside and enjoying what God gave us. That's for sure.
As you're speaking, I remember the first marathon that I did was, it was actually in San Francisco, but it was with the Leukemia Society team in training. And
oh, sure, sure.
Yeah, I ran. I was living in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I'm from Appleton. So I was running along these old farm fields, because that's pretty much the way that you could get your training in. And I would have my friends from college ride their bikes along with me for part of the mileage as it increased past the 15 miles plus in the training sessions. And I have some of the greatest memories of seeing the dairy farmers and the cows and the corn and all the just the nature. And there was a connection to the birds and also an understanding of the impact of the cars, because I would be kind of running along and then all of a sudden a random car would pass and I'd be like, oh, wait a minute, I'm not on a nature trail. I thought I was.
Yeah.
And just really, getting in touch with the smell of the skunk that unfortunately got run over by a car, just nature having its course, both the cycle of life and death being present on those runs.
Yeah, you're describing it so vividly. I'm assuming that wasn't yesterday, and it's still with you in a real palpable sense. And it was the same way with me. It's just I can see the arch, I can see the sun coming up, I can see the empty Broadway running north in New York City, I can see the Riverwalk when there was nobody there and it was dark out in Austin, and all the other places that I ran. It's so vivid. And again, it wasn't yesterday by any stretch of the imagination. So it's nice to get back and plugged in. We live our lives too fast sometimes, I think.
Now, you did achieve that. You finished the race, and give us the official accolade you received, so we can cheer you on.
Yeah, about what I became, you mean, by
completing? Exactly.
Yeah, so I became the oldest juvenile diabetic, man or woman, to complete a marathon. So thank you.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It will be my first, last, and only, that's for sure.
Well, one of the things that I love about that, Cher, is just the reminder that getting outside is one of the deepest ways that we can take the glory and the beauty of Mother Nature with us each day. And getting outside is a key part of that, and so is being well-nourished and also well-hydrated. So it looks like you've got your feelings and your activities along the lines of a great product. So I'm so happy that what you guys are doing. I think it's great, and I actually really like your water. I know that that would be a really key thing to say, but I actually do really like it, and it actually does taste different, which I found shocking and surprising.
No, well, I'm thrilled you like it, and I can't thank you enough for having us on.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. So before we go, I just want to go over a few pieces of information that our listeners can leave with. So The first is that if you want to order Primo water, right now that's not available on the website. However, you can look for it in the stores that Dave mentioned earlier, and we'll go through those. The second is that when you're attending green conferences, you may just see me interviewing attendees as well as some of the speakers sharing a little Primo water, so keep your eyes open for that. And if you're interested in being on Living Green or you have other guests that you're interested in bringing to me, you can email me at meredith@livinggreenshow.com. You're welcome to post feedback on the blog at livinggreenshow.com or email me, and I love interacting with my listeners, so thank you for that. I also want to remind you that there's a great opportunity for you to be more hydrated in general. So bring your stainless steel mugs, fill them up with water when you have the opportunity to buy Primo, and most importantly, if you're a conference organizer or a corporate organizer and you want to make a healthier choice for the planet, remember that you can contact Primo. And Dave, I'm going to leave the last couple minutes here to say who to get in touch with. Give us the website URL. Tell us a little bit more about the media coverage that's on the site. I've looked at those videos that you've produced. So give us the official sales spiel in 60 seconds or less.
First of all, find us at www.primawater.com. We are made from plants, not crude oil, meaning we are renewable. We help kick our foreign oil addiction, and you can feel good twice. That is for your body and for the environment. And finally, make sure you check out our new webisodes. There's three about one-minute segments that will tell you the whole story of how we go all the way from a green Nebraska cornfield to the pantry in your kitchen.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate your time today.
Take care, Meredith. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're listening to Living Green, Effortless Ecology for Everyday People. I'm your host, Meredith Medland, and I encourage you to check out transcripts of this show and other shows on the Personal Life Media Network. And if you're looking for a live show, you might love to listen to Hug Trees from the HugTrees.org guy. It's a music show and an interview show with fun, eco, children's songs, and it's nice and alive and happening. So you can check that in the episode right prior to this one. So have a great day. Keep living green. Get outside. Stay hydrated. And I'd love to have your listening ears again. So visit us again at www.livinggreenshow.com. Thanks so much and have a great day. Keep living green.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.